Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stick to Your Diet from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a nice deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about sticking to a diet. Millions of people around the world have had the experience of feeling really inspired and enthusiastic about a new diet, and then either 2 months later or 2 weeks later, or for some people, 2 hours later, getting bored and abandoning it. Sometimes this can be because you're not seeing the results you wanted and you feel frustrated about reaching a plateau. Other times it can be that you just feel like rebelling against the restrictiveness of your diet because it's been a hard day and you feel like a treat. And sometimes it may be that your normal routines get disrupted because of a crisis of some kind, or just because you go away on vacation, and before you know it, your diet goes out the window. So what can you do? How can you stay motivated and self-disciplined in how you choose to eat? The first thing to check is whether the diet you've chosen is sustainable for the long term. And if it's not, to get clear on what your long-term diet is going to be. Some diets may involve a period of significant calorie restriction or of only eating a small selection of foods, but ultimately you need to find a balanced, sustainable, healthy way of eating that you can be genuinely happy with. Ask yourself, if I had to choose a diet for a close friend of mine, someone I really loved and cared about, would I be okay with choosing this diet for them? If not, ask yourself why. Sometimes we might choose an impossibly restrictive diet for ourselves that we wouldn't dream of choosing for someone we love. To put it simply, be kind to yourself. You might want to lose weight and to get slimmer and fitter, but that doesn't mean you have to force yourself into some unsustainably harsh, restrictive regime. Make sure the diet you're following will give your body the proper nutrition it needs and that you can genuinely enjoy eating the meals you have. The second part of sticking to a diet is to create an environment around you that supports healthy eating. This might mean always keeping healthy food in the fridge. Studies show that simply having healthy food around makes people much less inclined to eat junk food. You might want to try putting inspiring pictures on your desk, reminding you of your goals. Many people find that taking regular exercise makes them feel more inclined to eat healthily, and one good habit can help support another in this way. You may also find it helpful to read books or articles now and then to remind you of the benefits of eating more healthily, and you might want to connect with like-minded people who can support and encourage you to stay committed to what you're doing. The third part of sticking to a diet is to be realistic and patient in your expectations. There's always a novelty factor to starting any new health or fitness regime. Sometimes when you're all fired up and enthusiastic, it's easy to get carried away and to think that this diet is going to make everything in your life wonderful. It's true that life may well get better as you stick to your diet, because you'll be feeling healthier, slimmer, and happier with your body, but no diet is a panacea for all life's problems. Rather than making a big deal out of it, your diet needs to become something you just do, patiently and consistently, come rain or shine, in good times and in difficult times. This session is going to deeply embed these principles in your unconscious mind so that you develop a calm, patient self-discipline about how you eat, which will allow you to become healthier, fitter, and slimmer for life. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now as you prepare to relax very deeply now and to take this sincere, positive intention you've got within you to keep sticking to your diet and to become healthier, slimmer, fitter, and to feel more vibrantly healthy and happy in yourself, and to allow it to become the foundation of this journey into hypnotic trance. And you know why you're listening to these words. You know the change you want to create within yourself. And here and now, you can begin to breathe more slowly, more deeply, to allow each out-breath to be very slow and smooth, emptying the lungs completely and allowing each in-breath to be full and deep, breathing deeply into the abdomen. And you can allow each breath to have a silken quality to it, a luxurious smoothness. Really savour the breath now, appreciating how each breath gives you life, how all the cells within that body thrive on the oxygen you take in with each breath, and how with each out-breath you let go of what you no longer need. Breathing in life and vitality, breathing out what needs to be let go of, breathing in calm strength, breathing out any tension or discomfort, so that the muscles of the face begin to soften, the jaw muscles, the neck muscles, the shoulder muscles, allowing a wave of comfort to flow down through the body, soothing and softening the muscles. Giving yourself this time out now to rest inside, arms relaxing, fingers relaxing, experiencing a release in the chest and the stomach muscles. Relaxing the muscles around the pelvis, letting go of any need to make an effort here, because there's no need to try to relax. There's no need to try not to try. You can just allow your experience to be exactly as it is right now, as those legs relax all by themselves, and those feet and toes relax more and more with each and every out-breath. That's it. And here and now, it's time to find a healthier balance in yourself, of staying firmly committed to sticking to your diet, while at the same time being kinder towards yourself, giving yourself permission to simply be who you are right now in this moment. Because you know, do you not, what it's like to support and encourage someone you love? Perhaps you can remember being there for a loved one, a good friend, or a close family member, helping them and supporting them. You know how it feels to genuinely wish someone well, and to really let that person know that you're there for them. And just for a moment, you can get a sense of looking at yourself from the outside. looking at the you who's listening to these words. That you who wants to stick to their diet, who wants to become slimmer, healthier, happier in themselves. The you who perhaps has sometimes been harsh on themselves. And you can look at yourself as you would if you were looking at one of your closest friends. And just get a sense of letting yourself be who you are right now. A sense of supporting yourself as a good friend with kindness and encouragement, as you send a warmly encouraging message to that you over there. You can do this. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take patience and self-discipline. But you really can do this. Because it's time, now, to make a commitment to yourself and to your body about what kind of diet you're going to be consistently following in the months and years ahead. A lasting commitment that takes account of all parts of you. The part of you that wants to be slimmer and healthier. The core nutritional needs your body must satisfy to function at its best. The protein that those muscles need. The healthy omega-3 oils that that body needs. The minerals and vitamins from a wide variety of foods that are all needed by different parts of that body to function really well. The part of you that looks for pleasure and enjoyment in life. The need you have for variety. And to be able to be reasonably flexible in how you eat. So you can travel to a new place for a trip or a vacation. And find ways to nourish yourself appropriately there. And you can really feel an internal negotiation taking place. These different parts of you agreeing some ground rules, finding a balance, a diet that's not too restrictive or too extreme, not too wishy-washy or chaotic, setting up the core principles for how you're going to be nourishing yourself from now on. Giving each part of you a chance to speak, a chance to make its needs known. That's it, so that you begin to find a compromise, a balance, that's going to allow you to enjoy eating and be healthier and slimmer, and adaptable to different situations. Just like a person can commit to exercising at least 3 times a week, and sometimes do more than that, so you can find the minimum standards, the core promises to yourself. What you're always going to do, as the basic minimum from now on. In looking after yourself and in how you eat. That's it. Feeling your long-term diet taking shape. Noticing the boundaries it has. The degree of flexibility it has. Allowing for the fact that some days will be better than others. But there's always this core promise to yourself and your body, running through each day and each night, each week and each month, that you're going to stick to your diet in a quiet, calm, patient, self-disciplined manner, allowing it to be something that you just do. Because that's who you are. Now, becoming. As you make these promises and commitments to yourself, right now. And then, you can get a sense of watching a future you. Perhaps a year in the future. A you who is not only slimmer, and fitter, and healthier, but who is also glowing with vitality and well-being. Seeing this as if it's on a huge cinema screen right there in front of you. Watching a future you who has really been enjoying life in a balanced way. Caring for themselves in a kind, disciplined, dedicated manner. Giving their body the good nutrition it needs to be able to thrive and feeling free from all that old excess weight you no longer need to carry round with you in this future. Just really get a sense of that, how this is the direction you want to be moving in. And it's not that everything is perfect in this future. Life still has its challenges and difficulties. That's just part of being alive. But you can really have this deeply positive sense of greater health, well-being, energy and vitality. Flowing through this future you, seeing it in the expression on your face, in your body language, hearing it in the tone of how this future you speaks, even getting a glimpse of some of the healthy habits this future you has been engaging in consistently. The meals they've been having, the exercise they've been taking. That's right. And then you can merge right into this future you. Floating right into that cinema screen. As you absorb this as a future reality and notice how it feels to be slimmer, trimmer, and healthier. With a deep sense of well-being and vitality, noticing what you've been consistently doing over the weeks and months to make this a lasting change in your life. The good habits you've developed, the little reminders, the rewards, the encouragement you've been giving to yourself, the help and support other people have given you, the help and support you've found in reading books and articles. And you can think back from this future time to how you overcame any obstacles, challenges, or difficulties during this last year that might once have been the kind of thing that would have disrupted your diet, and how you discovered a calm matter-of-factness in yourself as you dealt with those obstacles, so that your diet now is just something you do consistently, and you can really notice how this has enriched so many areas of your life, your work life, and your personal life, as you feel more confident in yourself and your body, and at the same time, how a deeper sense of self-acceptance has been growing within you, that allows you to know you're okay exactly as you are, and you can make changes where you need to, and do yourself proud in how you succeed at those changes. And you can also allow yourself to be exactly who you are in this moment, supporting yourself as a good friend to yourself. And then you can give yourself some time right now to just rest, to let all of this settle inside you, as you allow yourself to be exactly as you are right now. Just allowing your unconscious mind to digest this, to absorb this, to take the words you've heard and extract everything that's valuable and useful for you, everything that fits who you are, and to let go of anything that doesn't fit who you are, making this change your own now, making this promise and commitment to yourself, to your own well-being now. And you can listen to this session often and deepen this commitment to yourself to your body and to your future each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. Just noticing the position of your body, the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, becoming more aware of any sounds around perhaps, and then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch, feeling wide awake now, and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice that you're becoming much more calmly self-disciplined about sticking to your diet, and feeling healthier, slimmer, and more confident in yourself. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page, or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Weight Loss Motivation and Keep Weight Off. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.